It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From Reuters, Iran warns Israel against retaliation. Global powers urge restraint. A long-predicted counterattack by Iran against Israel, following the latter's attack on the former's consulate in Syria earlier this month, finally arrived over the weekend. Iran launching hundreds of drones and missiles against targets in Israel on Saturday, the Israeli military saying they managed to intercept 99% of them. This is a rapidly developing story, and the big question currently is whether Israel's government will accept that this was Iran's response to their attack on Iran's consulate, and leave it at that, little damage done, or if they will escalate things, responding in kind or with a heightened attack of their own, which could then lead to a spiral of tit-for-tat strikes that many other nations worry could lead to a full-blown Middle East-wide conflict. There are a lot of moving parts here, but Iran's statements on the matter seem to indicate they are willing to leave things as they are, having made their point, though a lot of the commentary on this attack is focusing on how this strike crossed a previously uncrossed line, Iran attacking Israel directly from its own soil, which ostensibly increases the risk of that worried about wider conflict emerging. Though again, the way Iran did this strongly hints that they needed to save face, so they lobbed a bunch of easy-to-intercept weapons at military targets in Israel in order to do that, and now they are willing to leave things where they are, no more attacks from their end, if Israel is willing to do the same. From the Wall Street Journal, Trump tried everything to avoid a criminal trial, but the day has arrived. Former President Donald Trump will sit for the first day of his criminal trial in a New York court today, making him the first former president to do so, and kicking off what's expected to be 6 to 8 weeks of legal processes. Trump will have to sit in court 4 days a week for the duration of this trial, which will significantly impact his electioneering schedule. And though this case has the lowest overt stakes of all the legal cases he faces right now, it's related to alleged hush money payments he made through his lawyer to cover up an affair in the early days of his running for president years ago. It could still result in jail time, though that's considered to be unlikely in this case unless the former president is untruthful or disruptive in some way that the judge finds to be untoward. More likely, according to most analysts right now, is some kind of probation if he loses the case. And from the Associated Press, Biden administration sets first-ever limits on forever chemicals in drinking water. Last week, the U.S. government announced new, stricter limitations on PFAS, also called forever chemicals, because of how strong their bonds are and thus how long they stick around in the environment and our bodies after use. That will require water utilities dramatically reduce their levels in drinking water. This follows a wave of new research that indicates PFAS are associated with all sorts of health issues, including low birth weight, liver disease, and certain cancers. It's expected that this will cost utilities about $1.5 billion to implement each year, but it's also expected to prevent a lot of deaths and serious illnesses. PFAS are found all over the place, especially in waterproofing and non-stick pans, and while some of the nearly 15,000 in-use PFAS chemicals have already been phased out in the United States due to similar health concerns, these new limits only target PFAS that have been thus far confirmed toxic to humans, and they provide a few years of runway for water utilities to test for these chemicals in their systems and to install the necessary equipment for filtering them out. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.